It's unlikely you'll be on Mars anytime soon, but the nearest thing could be the red, rocky soils of the arid Australian outback. Mars Society Australia is pushing for the creation of a Mars Research Station simulation to be built in the Arkaroola Wilderness Sanctuary in outback South Australia. Marty McCarthy has this report.
Imagine you're walking through the dusty Australian outback when you come across a simulated Martian community. There's a fake rocket ship, laboratories, automated rovers zipping around, probing the soil with robotic arms and drills. There are even scientists in spacesuits doing field experiments in the rocky outcrops and bubbling hot springs.
It'll allow us to do a wide range of activities that support the vision of human presence on Mars.
Jonathan Clark, the president of Mars Society Australia.
We can train people in terms of field science, space operations, test medical procedures, medical monitoring in that environment. We can also test and develop technology like hand tools for astronauts, field robotics to support astronauts.
The Society has been pushing for a Mars analogue research station for 18 years, but now it has a reason.
Australia has been lagging behind for many decades in the space sector. Establishment of a space agency, an Australian space agency 18 months ago, is a game changer. This makes it possible for us to look at actual funding from government or commercial sections.
In September, the Australian government announced it would invest $150 million for Australian businesses and researchers to join America's Moon to Mars exploration.
We have had this wonderful announcement that Australia is going to play a partnership role in the Lunar Gateway and going on to Mars. And it's important that we are part of this because this is one of the big visionary projects of the 21st century.
Sabre Astronautics is a space tech company with offices in Sydney and around Colorado in the US that makes mission control software. It's used Arkaroola before to trial its programs, but the site was only temporary. The mission control team monitored the fake Mars team from their office in Sydney.
Well, Australia has really good geography, really Mars-like terrain that people can walking on the ground can kind of feel like they're on Mars.
The company's CEO, Jason Held, says having a permanent facility at Arkaroola, equipped with laboratories, communication services and living quarters, would better help companies prepare for work and life on Mars.
It's a critical component because you want to know what it's like, not just when people are out on Mars, but how do you communicate with them? How do you work with them when you're here on Earth?
Mars research stations already exist in Utah in the United States and another in the Arctic region of Canada. While the idea of having one in South Australia seems far-fetched, it's actually a good moneymaker for the state's economy, especially as the private space sector continues to grow. Jonathan Clark, again.
If you look at the Utah station, that takes about 10 to 15 teams going through there every year. It's booked up 2 years in advance, and even so, there's a 2-year waiting list to get on, and they knock back 2/3 of the applications. So there's a huge demand and a global interest in this sort of facility.
But one big difference, I suppose, Arkaroola gets pretty hot. Isn't Mars freezing?
Well, that's a mere detail.
No.
The thing is, this: we are doing a simulation and we can't simulate everything. So what you do is, what do you want to test here? And one of it is operations. You know, how long does it take to do a task using a robotic rover or an astronaut in a simulated spacesuit? There are other aspects like temperature management you can't do, and that's all right.
Mars Society Australia President Jonathan Clark and Marty McCarthy with that report.